This is CliffCentral.com.
This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the CliffCentral.com website where there's a show for you.
CliffCentral.com. It is Friday morning. This is Sex Talk with Jonty and Tamar and York. This is so cool.
My hot man.
Hey, yeah. Cool to be here. Thank you.
Absolutely. This is really awesome to be in the studio with some of the favoritest people in my whole world.
Oh, my word. Thanks, so, Jont.
And doing something really, really special. Yes. So, we've been the last 2 weeks talking about expanded orgasm from different aspects.
Yeah.
We did a beautiful interview with Steve Badansky. We last week taught an awesome expanded orgasm lesson.
Yeah.
And I hope you have all had lots of pleasure from that. And I would love to hear if you have had lots of pleasure. So, please message us and let us know. What are you doing?
I can hear he's breathing and turning me on.
Well, at least you know that he's breathing.
True that.
And that's a really good thing.
Okay, so we've learned wonderful
things. So I'll tell you something. You know Rodriguez, the singer?
Yeah.
I went to a concert of his a few years ago. Oh, and my daughter took me for a
when he was in South
present.
Africa.
Yes. So it was really awesome. But he tells these really bad jokes in the middle of the show. But one of them was the most amazing thing. He said, "You want to know the secret to life? Breathe in, breathe out."
It's like Leonard Cohen. It's like that's
true,
the secret of life.
When you're breathing, you're alive.
Yeah.
And that's all. And then let's go back to expanded orgasm.
Yeah.
So what we did in the week was Tamar and I shared an expanded orgasm experience.
That sounds, wow, mind blowing too. Like, we shared an expanded orgasm experience.
Well, that's
experience.
What it was, because it wasn't so much as a, you know, we spoke about in the workshops the idea that somebody gives and somebody receives.
Yeah.
And the roles are very set. But it's actually an incredible sharing because it's such a communication. It's such an intimate experience. And even though I was doing this to you in a way, the intimacy of it makes it a very shared experience.
So let's go back to the Steve Badansky interview, which I told you that I really would like to share this experience with others because I just feel that it's right. Mm. And then Dory, our content manager, told one of the wonderful people that work here in Cliff Central, so now Jonty and Tamar are in the room and he's giving her an expanded orgasm and they're recording it. And then she said, what? And then she said, oh, shame her husband couldn't be here. And she said, what? So yeah, he so wanted to be there because anyway, so this is kind of how it all came together. And I have to share the work you do because you change my whole life. So yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
So how did you feel knowing that this was going to happen?
It's an interesting because it's an incredibly intimate space.
Mm.
And we are so used to box experiences in to say, well, a certain type of experience should only be done in a relationship in. And yet if I look at the parallels in normal life, you go to a psychologist, a psychiatrist, you go to a coach, you go to a specialist, and you let them in to your psyche, into very intimate things. Yet when we talk about sensuality or sexuality, we don't allow anybody in. We say, no, we as inexperienced people must keep it in the realm of us. And so I love it. Part of me says, a bit uncomfortable. And then part of me, as I listen, was, this is amazing. And this is where you need an expert. You need somebody who knows what it's doing so that they can teach you also a little bit. So I thought it was amazing.
And the one thing you said there is really powerful. You used the word uncomfortable. And generally we shy away from that. But it becomes amazing when you can actually be in the uncomfortable and understand the possibilities in the uncomfortable.
You know, it's Tamar and I were 40 days in 6 countries. And one of the things that you end up doing is getting lost. And when you're lost, you start opening your eyes. You notice road signs. Mm. You start interacting with people for directions in different languages. You look around. And a lot of what you guys do on the show over the years is actually helping us to get lost, because we are so ingrained in patterns. Mm. It's like the analogy of Google Maps. You always go from home to work.
Yeah.
But the one day Google Map doesn't work, we take a different route, and suddenly you say, wow, this is a whole new city, and yet I've lived in that city my whole life.
I love that. It's beautiful. One of my clients said to me a while ago, she said, what you are doing is preparing me. She was talking about herself, but she said preparing me, and it applies to so many people, to step into the abyss.
True.
To step into a place that we don't know. And you have the tools for that. And that's what so much of the journey is.
And I can, you know, speaking very personally, Tamar and I, obviously our background is very open-minded. Mm. But even in that open-mindedness, at least we are humans. You know, there's jealousy, there's fears, there's uncomfortableness creeping in. And this is where I think what you do on the show is so beautiful, is that you actually build a path. You give examples. You show that this can be done, and it's not the end of the world, whether you're comfortable with it or not. So, no, I think what you guys are doing is unbelievable. And this expanded orgasm that we tried also ourselves was...
It's an ever-going experience.
Totally. And, yeah. But it was such a mind-opener. Like, I am a rusher by nature, like all over the place quickly. And by what you taught us, by slowing down, it just opened up a whole world of opportunities.
Beautiful. Thank you. So let's begin.
How are you feeling about this?
Wow. You know what, my angel? This is very different for me, because this whole journey with you and this different path of my life has been a real gift of self-reflection. How much do I do to please others? How much do I do to present myself in a specific light? And, ever since we started just going deeper and deeper in sex talk into understanding people's pain, and you keep reflecting how much people think pleasure is not approachable. And all I could think of is just have this experience with you on air, because we've done so much together.
Yeah.
We've been really everywhere in a healing journey, and we've visited places, we've partied together, and everything had the healing touch in it and the pleasure touch. And I just wanted to share it, and because I could just think if more people can relate to a healing, a conscious sexual experience, it would be divine. So yeah, that's why this is all happening. I heard this little voice in my heart saying, just do it, and maybe it will inspire other people to go through some healing and to have more pleasure in their lives. And that's why I'm lying here in the middle of Cliff Central Studios on a massage bed, pretty much vulnerable and fragile. Mm,
that's beautiful.
Thanks for asking.
It's really honoring to share this with you, and honoring that you're willing to be so vulnerable, and to make this accessible to people, and to show people what's possible. Because, you know, there's not a day that goes past where I don't get a phone call, an email, a message from someone who is really struggling with their sexuality, with their relationship.
Mm.
And not everybody comes to heal.
Yeah.
And I would love that everybody would, because of the power of that and how different lives could be.
Yeah.
And not everybody does. Mm. And looking inside yourself, and I saw this on the weekend in my own family, how difficult it is to look inside yourself.
Yeah.
And I think for some people, that's the scariest thing in the world that you can do because of what you're going to find there. And I know the journey that you've been on and that I've been on within myself, and that you've shared so much of that journey with me. And I've shared so much of yours with you. Of going inside ourselves and what becomes possible from that. And I look at your relationship with York and the depth of intimacy that you have, the connection that you have. I look at what I have with my lover. And all of that is only because of the work that we have done, that she has done, that York has done, and that we continue to do, because it's a continuous journey.
Absolutely.
And it's really beautiful. And the power of pleasure, beyond pleasure for the sake of pleasure, which is wonderful. And I'll be the last person to say, don't have pleasure. But in an experience like this, there is so much healing and so much release that we're not even aware of the levels of things that happen. And when you touch someone from the heart, when you touch with gentleness, when you touch and you allow that energy to move in the body, and what happens is beautiful. So I think we really both hope that this will make an experience like this more accessible to people, that they'll come and learn, that they'll come and experience.
Thank you. What you said now was just putting in a little crystal. I come from a world, in my mind, mm-hmm. in my head, sex, pleasure, and healing was never connected. Mm. And I'm the worst judge of myself. And when I started going to therapy and I started doing the healing journey with you, there was so much judgment towards myself. Mm. Oh, so you're now just having more fun and more pleasure because that's what you mm. want. Never mind where this voice came from. But what is coming from me right now is that this experience that we're doing now is also making maybe an extra little connection in the nerve endings in people's minds or in people's hearts, mm. saying a conscious sexual experience can be just healing.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with which kind of a sexual person you are.
No.
It's for everybody.
You know, and I work with men and women, couples. I work with people who are gay. I work with people who are straight, people who are bisexual, people across the spectrum.
You do.
And when you understand that, it opens so many doors of possibility that it takes it out of the context of what we think sex is or what we think sex should be.
Absolutely.
And puts it into a different realm. And if more people understood that, I think they'd naturally understand the sacred more.
Absolutely.
Of this work, because we think, okay, so an expanded orgasm experience, for example, it's about sex and it's about pleasure. And it is, and it's about so much more than that. And that's often just the very beginning of it. And that's the perception so many people have because they've never experienced anything different.
100%.
So they have no idea how it could be different.
Mm.
So we're going to have this experience.
Yeah.
And the important thing is to allow yourself to feel whatever it is that you feel.
I shall do so.
We're both in quite a gentle space today. We're both in quite a quiet space.
Mm.
So it's going to be the energy that moves in the way that it moves.
Beautiful.
And the important thing with all of these experiences is there's not a goal, there's an intention.
Okay.
And the intention is for you to have in this moment the deepest, most loving, most pleasurable experience that you can.
Mm-hmm. What a beautiful way to put it.
And that's what we're going to do.
Mm, thanks.
So the one thing about this that's a little bit different to what we would otherwise do is that it will be really cool if you talk a little bit more.
Yeah.
Just so people will get more of an idea of what you're feeling in your body, of how things are
absolutely
happening.
Cool.
And that'll be really, really great.
No, it will be a different experience. I've done so much. Well, I wish I did more, but there's still a lifetime. I've done so many sessions with you, also with York in the same room, and healing journeys, different places and so on. And for me, it's just another element. This is a very vulnerable space. And I'm just so happy I can communicate with you through it. Luckily, we've done our fair share, so I feel confident. And I wrote so many testimonials for you because it really has blown my mind and because it shifted so much for me. So I'm very prepared. I'm prepared to talk about it. I'm prepared to chat while we're doing it.
Good.
I'm feeling very, just my heart is just open to go through this while you're touching and doing this amazing technique called expanded orgasm on me. I really would like to share how I'm feeling and which possibilities come for me. Look, it's a very individual, it's my individual journey.
Yeah, and every experience is different.
But when I read all the testimonials that women and men have given and written you, there's something very connected. The safety, the amazing sensations that come up, the shifts. So that's what I feel that I would love to share if something comes up.
Beautiful.
Okay, cool.
Good. Okay. Do you need anything to be comfier?
No, I'm perfect, thank you.
Okay.
So John D brought this beautiful massage bed and with the neon lights of Cliff Central Studios, we're going to go into a different level.
Okay, so we're going to use some plain coconut oil, which is the most fantastic lubricant for your body.
Mm-hmm. Ah, your hands are wonderful. They're warm, feels good.
Okay.
It feels really good.
So close your eyes. I'm going to put one hand on your yoni and one hand on your heart center. And I'm going to ask you to take a deep breath in. And out. And again, deep breath in. And out. And again, deep, deep breath in. Slowly breathe out.
And that's how we began.
And then going down the rabbit hole. Yeah. Going down the rabbit hole. York is looking at me shocked. No.
So you said something really amazing during that, which was about how you bring somebody else into your relationship in this context.
It's, you know, it's entering space. You know, you guys are doing this for many years. I think almost 5 years now.
Well, John D is doing it for 20 years.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I've met
20, we've been together 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
Mm.
And so you've been exposed to the topic quite a lot. And I sometimes look at it from the outside world. We're busy running around. We're busy managing in-laws, managing work, managing tasks and so forth. And suddenly you pop up on the horizon with what is sometimes very difficult to digest topics. You kind of listen in and go, okay, and then you go back to your old patterns. And so these kind of things, especially when you bring somebody in from the outside, like for me, it's relatively new, but I love it. I love the fact that, okay, this is also an exceptional circumstance in the sense of John is a professional. And then when you go to somebody, a therapist, a professional practitioner, my recommendation, if you are somebody from the outside who is considering that, first, do it. There's a beautiful saying that says, in life you regret more the things you didn't do than the things you did.
Yeah.
The second thing is, do it with a professional, but do it together as a couple. Mm. Whether you're married, whether your marriage is on the rocks, or whether you're beginning of a relationship, go and try new experiences. It might make you a little bit uncomfortable first 3, 4, 5 minutes, and then you ease into it and your life will never be the same.
Yeah. But you know, that's so true, because when couples come and see me, it's so important that I tell them to do a journey together, because you're going to change. And one of you is going to change radically very often. And then what you want from your relationship becomes very different.
Mm.
Your understanding becomes very different. And I heard this with a guy I was working with this week, and it's quite amazing. He lost his bladder due to cancer.
Yeah.
So he's had to redefine himself as a man, as a sexual being. And he's gone on this amazing journey, and his wife is interested, and they are learning a couple of things together. But he said what's coming up now is he has learned so much and has expanded his ideas, his thinking so much. And she is still looking at their relationship and looking at sex and looking at life in the way that she did before this whole event. And the difference is there's enormous love. They've been together 20-something years. It's a solid relationship. There's no question of that. But the differences are becoming big. And it's so important to have an understanding of that and what your partner is going to go through and how your thinking can expand with that. It's huge. And I see that with couples so many times. And that's why when a couple comes to see me, I say there's your journey as a woman or a man, whatever the orientation of the couple is.
Yeah.
There's your journey as one partner. There's your journey as the other partner. And there's your journey together.
And I just want to add that we wanted to do this experience with York in the room, actually, because we've done this before, because for me it's super important after, you know, walking this path to share everything with the man of my life. And we have this understanding, and you couldn't come, so you couldn't be there because you had to fly places.
I just want to clarify, I couldn't be here, not that I couldn't come.
He can, yeah. just the ego. Just yeah. You can, baby. Yes. He couldn't be there. So but we were with him in spirit, and so many people look at it as cheating. Mm. So it actually would have made me even more comfortable if he was there, just because I love that he shares with me as much as possible. We have this misperception in our minds. We think that our partners are going to be jealous, full stop. And that is not necessarily the case after you clear and do some healing. Yeah. Actually, the more you share, you become this power couple. You become you much more know each other. You share so much more than just this
and
marriage
thing.
That's
what the intimacy is, instead of, the mediocrity. It's like, how deeply do you want to go? Mm. And I look at my relationship and, I've gone deep in the past. Never have I gone to this place. And it's mind-blowing what happens there. Mm. So let's carry on.
Slow movement is just so comforting. Really feeling like the word safe is key.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just stroking up the lips and you, only really gently, really slowly.
Now that's a sentence I didn't know if I'm going to hear. Love it.
Well, it's just allowing the energy to slowly start building.
Yeah, there's something just beautiful in the pressure. Mm. It's not hard pressure, it's very gentle. And I can really sense that you're also moving changing different sensations, different areas of the yoni.
Yes, I'm stroking.
And it's only external.
Outside of your lips now. And really slow, and just allowing some blood to come to the area, allowing energy to move. Very gently. So take a deep breath in. And out. That's good. And I'm gently going to squeeze your lips a little bit together. It's still very gentle, very slow. There's nothing hard about this. There's no rush. It's about being and about feeling and about the sensation.
The sensation, you're gliding two fingers just on the outer lips all the way up, and that's really building like beautiful pleasure energy.
Mm.
It's really divine.
Mm. You can feel through your lips that your clit is there, right there.
This is very, very vulnerable for me, hey? Just to discuss also my yoni, to speak about it. I can feel the disconnect that I still have, even because of the situation, maybe. Just like we're talking about, it's almost like a third party.
Yeah.
But it's wonderful.
I'm going to stroke down between your inner and outer lips. So this is really important because your clitoral nerve is actually really big. And a lot of people think that a clit is, what they can feel is everything. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. And if you know about icebergs, most of the iceberg is underneath the surface of the water. So as we're stroking this, we're starting to wake these really big nerve branches up in your body. You can feel some of that energy moving, so take a deep breath and out. And again, deep breath in and out. That's good. And once again, deep breath in and breathe out. Good. Definitely much more warmth and heat in this part of your body and getting much softer. Can you feel that?
Absolutely. And I'm amazed because I am nervous and I am, excited. Mm. And it is a very unusual situation, as much as I feel comfortable with you. But I'm amazed how my body still reacts to all these beautiful things. Mm. So it's just powerful.
So now really gently, and just
stroking on the head of your clit, and I'm going to make a circle there. I can feel some of that energy building, and I can see in your smile that it's building.
I'm just amazed that it's such a, gift. It's such a, like, not easy at all, because you have over hundreds of thousands of hours behind you, but, like, it's so beautiful and can be simple to build arousal.
Mm.
Just can.
Well, when you touch from the heart, it is easy.
And it's doing much less. You are doing, it's almost like you're doing an homeopathic touch. You're not faffing around. It's just very specific. You listen to your heart. Of course, it comes with the fact that you know a lot, but it's just so accurate, so clean.
Yeah, and I'm watching your body as well. Mm. I can see a little bit of energy there, so take a deep breath in. And out. And again, deep breath in. And breathe out. Let everything in your body go soft. Let all your muscles relax.
It's becoming a bit difficult.
starting to contract a little bit.
Mm.
I'm rather just underneath your clit, which is on outside stimulation point of your G-spot.
It is so powerful when you can relax.
Yeah.
When you can get out of that idea of contraction, where you can just slow everything down, because that's where you feel, and that's where sensation really deepens and expands and enhances.
Yeah. Well, referring to my clit as an iceberg, I just want to say that it's like an iceberg. Well, like an iceberg. I'm listening to the recording, and
I've seen you in so many pleasure situations. The word iceberg does not come into the same sentence.
I'm not
as
a frigid.
You and pleasure.
Okay, just referring to my clit as an iceberg. The it's very difficult. Like, even now, I'm sitting here and trying to remember.
Mm.
It's such a body reaction. That it's very hard to describe. It's amazing, actually. The therapeutic touch, slow, amazing. Mm. It just, you start riding the wave. It builds up. And you can't explain it. You're just breathing. You're doing a few strokes. The intention is there. The heart is open. And magic just flipping happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's hear a bit more.
So I'm just going to circle here with one finger at the entrance to your yoni, and I can actually feel how you're contracting a little. How soft everything is.
Amazing. From the one hand, I'm going through this therapeutic experience of self-shaming and can't believe this is happening. And on the other hand, I feel the most beautiful waves of energy of pleasure. Mm. I suspect huge shifts.
That's beautiful, and it's, again, just so beautiful to share this. So I'm just going to hold my finger on your G-spot there and take a deep breath in. And out.
That's very special.
How does it feel for you to listen to this?
Well, it's funny because when I was listening, I was at an airport in Bloemfontein, and it started on the speaker of my phone. So there's a lot of very wide-eyed people at the airport right now. But
Bloem is a naughty city.
Yeah, exactly. But here's the thing. It's interesting. I was looking at a parallel, and because you guys did it and then informed me, I mean, obviously I knew of it, and then sent me, all that time was a bit like going to the dentist. Your imagination is now running, well, how will I feel? What is it like? And then 2 minutes in, you suddenly relax.
Mm.
And then it was unbelievable. So the first one is your mind playing tricks on yourself.
Yeah.
And then you go into the flow, and then it was stunning.
Mm. Really,
absolutely
baby?
Stunning.
And this is so important there, to understand what your mind does and how your mind wants to keep you locked in your patterns, wants to keep you from growing, from expanding. And I published an article yesterday that was about that. So go to my Facebook page. It's on there. Go to eroslife.co.za. It's on there. And it's so much about how you got to get out of your mind.
Yeah.
You got to get into your body. You got to get into your heart. You got to get into your breath. It's where life changes.
Truly.
And that's what it is.
Can I just share that it's not even getting to more than 40%, even though it's crystallized in such wonderful pleasure? And still, I'm so grateful that you're stopping there, because there still the mind is calm. You don't have this, you know, starting to get into a crazy wave of energy of pleasure. It's really tender, soft, beautiful. I feel it in my chest. I feel it going through my thighs. It's just going everywhere.
It's amazing. I feel my yoni is just drawing my finger inside of you.
That's divine.
Welcoming, opening. Without me doing anything.
You're not doing anything. No. I feel like you're not even inside. It's like a feeling of I'm just protected and held. And
that's when you'll feel arousal. That's when you'll let it go and let it happen.
We're so conditioned to think that arousal has to do with a lover.
Mm.
And I know you so well. We've been, you know, so many years in each other's lives. You've done so much for me. We've been good friends. And I know to facilitate the space, but I'm thinking how many people will lie down and think, is it okay that I'm feeling so good?
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
So I'm just moving really slowly on your G-spot and really gently, and I can feel that it's becoming really quite full there.
Talking about my G-spot, that's so weird.
Oh, your G-spot feels quite happy.
And I'm very happy, and I'm completely in a mindfuck right now, but I'm enjoying this.
Okay, so take a deep breath in. And out.
And that's amazing, you know, the one thing that you said there is that you think that this only happens with a lover.
Mm.
But you can actually have sexual energy experiences with someone that it's not about necessarily the pleasure that you would have with your lover in a relationship.
Yeah.
It's a very different experience of your sexuality.
It is.
And it's a really big mind shift.
It is. For me, it's almost a reality, like it's second nature, but still I'm listening to myself like, who's that flipping slut lying there and enjoying herself? Like there's such judgment, even just from the patterning that we have from way back. And I'm just amazed that I really know it. I feel it in my body. It's myself. It's really my true self. And I still have judgment. Like, how did I even do this? But you know, it's two sides. And I think we need to learn to accept. Mm. We're never going to get rid of our patterning. We're going to have to accept and slowly release, till we're going to create a new self.
Yeah. And it's through a practice that we do that, through doing things, because it's an energy field. Mm-hmm. And you're building a new energy field. And the more you have these conscious experiences, the more that energy field builds. And it's huge.
Your movements are very, very, very gentle from moving on the surface of the yoni, going a little bit inside. It gives them almost a dance feeling on the body. The body feels honored. And where you are right now, I think it's maybe where you said the G-spot is. That is a very sensitive and very beautiful, energetic. I don't know, you know, it's like energetic. I can just feel my whole body responding to it.
What's the sensation?
It's feeling like you're touching a power force. So it's almost like you're touching the clit from the other side. It's like the most delicious pleasure that is not hectic, like you don't feel you're going to come. You just feel you're gliding. You're just gliding on this amazing gondola in Venice.
I would love to go to Venice. So, we're going to expand this a little. So take a deep breath in and breathe out.
That's also wonderful.
And again, deep breath in. And breathe out. Good.
Yeah, that's also feeling safe.
So that's deeper inside of you now, because your G-spot actually goes the whole length of your yoni. Deeper inside, and it's so full because it's so awake. You can actually feel it vibrating and throbbing a little. So just kind of hold there. Feel how that energy moves through your body.
It feels very, very, very safe and so pleasurable. It's very, very subtle, but extremely noticeable.
Yeah,
it's such a deep arousal and such a gentle arousal at the same time.
At this time, you can really feel a wave. So this is where my body, you know, I shared it also with York when we're practicing, even when we do it as a as a couple and we're not therapists, you know, we don't have hundreds of thousands of hours of pleasuring people yet. We do have a goal though. You really, it starts to just expand and then you feel it everywhere. It's just, it's imperceivable. I don't know how to describe it. It's other than the waves are happening in your body.
And I know for you, this was a really big mind shift because, you know, from what you do, from your background, from everything about you, is that you're a very goal-oriented person. And this has really been such a shift for you.
And beyond mind shift. And it was the strangest thing. All you taught us was to slow down. And, but not slow down a little bit. Slow down to a glacial iceberg, glacial pace. And for example, when we did the workshop and then Tamar and I tried it at home, and Tamar said, no, slow down further. Now, I wasn't even moving my hand, basically. Yeah. It was like imperceivable slowness, and it was sending Tamar on an edge. And it was the most incredible thing. And it applies in so many facets of life. Just slow down.
Yeah. You know, there's a paradox to that. There's actually, it's huge. The first paradox is the slower that we actually do things, the quicker they happen and the more they happen in every area of life. The second thing is, and this is really going to blow minds just a little bit more.
More?
Is when you actually stop altogether.
Yeah.
And you are in the right place, in the right moment, in the right energy. Fuck, does that do things that you can't believe.
Yeah.
So if you think slow is amazing, just holding is incredible. And the one thing that I've realized, and this came out of some amazing discussions with my lover in the past couple of weeks, of the power of stillness. And when you can get into that space, wow, do things change. You get totally out of your mind. Your patterns can change so much in stillness. And, you know, I'm doing a water massage tonight. There's still some places, by the way, for people. But the whole point of it is about stillness. And when you can get into that, be amazed at what happens in terms of the sensation, the relaxation of how much you actually let go of.
Yeah.
And how much your mind changes.
Just a newsflash. It's so interesting because we are here. You are here for so many. From day one, from Cliff Central, we know each other. We think our listeners know us. But for listeners that don't know us, so Jonty and I are not a couple. Yoni means a vagina. So it's kind of like super interesting. I'm thinking of the mind fuck that when people are listening, yes, when he says I'm touching the lips of the yoni, it's the lips of your vagina. This is actually an expanded orgasm that happened in extreme vulnerability. And to facilitate this space, when we are not a couple, you are first of all a friend, but then you gave it to me as a therapist. And that is something which I'm thinking if a person's listening for the first time, it might be a new world. So yeah.
So it's going to be a different sensation now.
Where are you pressuring now?
So I'm putting my hand just behind your pubic bone, outside your body.
Okay.
Pushing down in your G-spot from the outside and up from the inside. So I'm actually compressing that gland between my fingers.
Feels very good.
A little bit, let it go. Let the pleasure go. That's it. And now breathe. Take a deep, deep breath in. And breathe out. Good. How did that feel?
So now it feels like it awakened everything more. It's like you held it. That's the only thing you've done.
Yeah. So, you know, there's such amazing power, and we think that we have to kind of move, and we have to keep moving, and we have to do all these technique things, and there is such power in holding. It's
unbelievable.
It's incredible what we can do with that.
This power of crystallizing and really being aware of what you're doing. And
so now I'm rubbing on the head of your clit again. Very slowly, just making
circles.
Can
we maybe call her in a name? It's
what would you like to call her?
I think after seeing Bohemian Rhapsody yesterday, you can call her Queen.
Queen, okay. So we're just rubbing on your queen. Very gently.
This is surreal. It feels amazing. And now, interesting, you're not inside, and I can feel everything inside of my body just waking up.
Because, you know, all of these nerves in your yoni are connected. So it's all one big complex of nerves that are all about pleasure. When we touch really slowly and create such safety, that's when they can all wake up.
And even your hand just resting, right? You're resting because I'm with my eyes closed. It feels like you're massaging me from the inside. It's so powerful. You're also sending to all my different different levels of energy, a message saying you're all connected. Like the fact you keep on touching my belly and my heart center. The fact you are moving so slow. You're explaining. You don't need to talk about it. You know, I can feel where you are in every given moment. It gives my body time to integrate. And my soul time to integrate into the pleasure.
Now that's so important, because when we stop and when we breathe, that's when the body can do that.
Spread
all that energy through your body. But we've been so kind of conditioned and convinced that you have to keep moving and keep moving. But when you stop, that's when everything can spread through your body. Your
like
body
now, my whole body's going through a wave.
Different level.
And you're not doing almost anything, and my whole body is like in a wave of... like floating on water.
So moving on your G-spot so slowly, but really slowly and really gently. So once again, I'm going to compress your G-spot from the outside. So my hand is just behind your pubic bone, pushing down a little, and I'm pushing upwards from inside.
It's beautiful.
And just holding that. Your body is just doing its own thing there. Wow. It's starting to contract a little. Let's let that build.
It's like pressure on really nice hold. It's like literally holding the G-spot from both sides.
Yes. Surrounding it with touch. And breathe. Take a deep breath in.
Don't stop.
And breathe out. And spread that through your body.
The don't stop part was because I could feel it almost like having a life of its own. It was like starting to just expand.
So the beautiful thing when you touch so slowly is that there are such different sensations to explore. And when we take that idea of having an orgasm away, that's when we can start to really experience the sensations, the feelings, the emotions.
Like what you're doing right now when you're moving one hand towards my heart center and one hand, just very much on my clit, on the yoni, that's really building a higher arousal.
Yeah, because moving the energy through your body.
You see, this is things that are so foreign to people that haven't tried energy work. Like it sounds like flipping alien stuff would happen, is happening here.
Because, you know, for so many people, the model that they get from sex is comes from porn. And so much of that is really hard, really fast, and this constant stimulation and this constant kind of chasing of that orgasm instead of just slow down and relax and breathe.
Don't think I ever understood before. Even though I thought I did, how much pleasure there is in the silence, in the intention, and in a holding a space with so much love and just intention, again, the word intention. Please bear with me, people. I'm going through this huge waves of pleasure. Hard to find the words. It's hard to find the words.
Yeah, and so such focus during this. And it's incredible just how we can expand pleasure when we shift, when we get into our mind shift. Because you were talking about how, you know, we get turned on and then we want to go towards orgasm.
And a question came up from some people that when I was practicing this work with you, okay, I was in my first baby steps, but as you know, person who's learning, but I used to also get turned on as a person who's performing the therapy, you know, is facilitating. And I remember you actually helped me to understand that being aroused is a very, very natural, normal thing. You have to just know what to do with it. You just have to give it back.
That's the thing, because it's authentic. And if you try and block that within yourself, you're oppressing it, you're suppressing it, you're denying it. So it happens. And there are times, of course, it happens. And you take the energy and you give it back to the person that you're working with, and that magnifies it, because you understand that it's not about you. You're not there for you.
And how's it for you? It very different. Thanks, Chant. Sorry, I interfered. How is it for you, my love, to listen to? It's a very high state of arousal. Does it do anything? Does it awaken anything?
So because of how the man's mind is wired, we are so thrown, bombarded with pornography, quick action, and so forth. This whole slowing down is unusual. So I'm still finding my feet in terms of arousal out of that. I'm aroused by you, but out of the experience is still a bit strange to me, alien to me. And that's not in a bad way. Mm. It's just, you know, when you say it about the stillness, when you slow down and you stop, it's like even in business, and you start listening to your partner, that means shutting up. And for men, that's incredibly difficult.
Yeah. But you know, one of the deepest qualities of masculinity is that stillness. And when you can create as a man that vessel of stillness, you're creating a space for your partner to fill that with her most incredibly beautiful, powerful feminine essence. The stillness gives a solidity. It gives a base. And when you understand that, so much in your relationship can change, because you hold the space for her to be all that she can be. And that allows you to do that.
Mm.
And one of the reasons that I learn and heal and grow about myself, beyond that I'm doing it for myself, which is the first reason, but how can I be the best man for my partner?
Cool.
In that.
Beautiful.
And that's huge.
It's a blissful experience. It's a very different kind of arousal. It's like super pleasurable, but not aggressive, if I can say that. It's like a Venus type of state, like indulgence. You're just in this, like all your worries go away and you feel this amazing, like this is sensuality. All your body's tingling, my hands are tingling. I can feel my yoni, my vagina is totally like super, super aroused. And it's divine. And how the tears come.
You know what's beautiful about that? When you feel safe to have that kind of release, that's incredibly beautiful.
But it's tears of joy. Because I'm just like, wow, I haven't drank anything. I haven't taken a drug. I haven't puffed anything. I am just... I'm like, I'm fine.
Beautiful. How are you feeling?
I feel calm.
I'm
flying, so it's obviously not something, you know, the tingling is something that's, it's not going immediately after you moved your hands to my body.
No, it's going to be there for a while.
Yeah, so that's something, you know, obviously I went through similar experience with you, luckily I know to facilitate. It took me time though to learn how to, you know, to land from those experiences, because it's like the first time we drink, we do it artificially. It takes time to learn how to deal with alcohol. Also takes time to be naturally high, to facilitate it in your mind, spirit, and body. So, you know, first few times you've did treatments for me, I was out. I needed sometimes even an hour to come back, a few days. And you build it. You build that beautiful vessel of pleasure. And you learn to just, you know, to accept the fact that you feel stuff and you might feel You know, you might cry, you might feel extreme horniness, you might feel unbelievable joy, you might just feel that other things come up, but now I'm feeling that my body has no weight.
Mm.
And again, the thing that comes up for me every time I'm with you, and especially when I'm in the healing space with you, is that I'm just blessed because you're a person that brought himself here to this journey to just help other souls to experience the fullness of their of what is possible. And we know it's infinite, so you opening the door to infinity, and that's how I feel. So thank you so much. I'm just so blessed. I feel horny. I feel happy. And I wish everybody would walk like this in the streets.
Happy. And I wish everybody would walk like this.
Thanks, Katie. This was amazing.
Mm. Look at this look. I feel horny. I feel happy. And I wish everybody will walk like this. Mm. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. It's so powerful.
Yeah.
You're looking confused there.
Yeah.
Is that just a standard state of being confused?
No, it's just the clip ended and he was still immersed, I think. Jonty, what can I say? This is, I'm just realizing, you know, when you tap into that energy again, I just know why we have been doing this, you know?
Mm. It's incredible. It was such a powerful experience. And the important thing to understand is this. Well, there are so many important things, but this is accessible to everybody.
Mm.
That's the thing. Firstly, you can come and learn it.
Mm.
There's a lot of this that you can do on your own. You can learn with your partner, and you can have the experience. And, you know, one of my dreams has always been to create a community of people who have come to learn things, that you can have an experience like this with someone in a really safe space that's very boundaried. And in a way, that's kind of like what water massage has become. You know, that we have this community of people who come together once a month, who do these incredible experiences. They share something that's really deep, that's really intimate, it's inspiring, it's healing, it's restorative. And we go back to life. And we've just put sex and sensuality in this place that it's so different that you can't have that if it's not with your lover and if it doesn't mean about sex and all of these really limiting
paradigms.
Yeah, to quote Bruce Lipton, they're BS ideas, they're belief system ideas.
Yeah. Mm,
if I may just maybe add as an outsider, so to speak, you know, the problem with sex, the word sex, it is such a big bucket.
Yeah.
And often, especially as men, but we so conditioned with sex leads to pornography, leads to dirty, leads under. So if I can advise friends who are listening, just, you know, Jonty has these amazing workshops. And what I mean by workshop is no nudity, nothing. You sit there and listen around a topic for an hour and a half, I forgot. Or you can take it to the next level, the water massage. It's not a sexual thing.
Mm.
You're in a beautiful space, and it's an experience which, if anything, it'll broaden your horizon, and you're not doing anything sexual per se. So there's wonderful in this, under this headline of sex, there's a whole breadth of experiences that you can do, even as a couple, for a date night out and so forth, that are beautiful.
And there's like a sentence that repeats in my head since a few weeks ago when we decided to do this. And it's just, hello world. Hello beautiful world with no judgment. Hello beautiful world with new experiences. Hello beautiful world with more love and more compassion and much more pleasure. That's all that I know is in your heart, and I know that's all in my heart. We would love people to just have more, and that's why this show is happening and Jonty took this place and doing what he's doing, because of course it's wonderful and fun and extremely difficult most of the time, but also because you keep on dreaming of a world with more pleasure.
Thank you. I'm not going to say anything else other than I wish you so much pleasure, and I'm so honored to share this with you guys. Thank you.
It was our pleasure.
This is CliffCentral.com.